My guest at this time is Matt Walsh. He is author of the popular Matt Walsh blog and a columnist at TheBlaze.com. Mr. Walsh is known for his vigorous defense of conservative values in the midst of the culture wars. Recently, he posted a video that has received nearly 4 million hits in which he portrayed himself as a young person deeply offended by seeing a Santa Claus in a mall. Here's a quick clip of that.
A mall Santa in a public place in the year 2016, because apparently this mall has never heard of the Declaration of Independence and the First Amendment of it, which says that you can't have religious holiday displays in places where there's other people that are not of that religion. It says it right in there.
He didn't stop there.
Now, I can't believe I have to explain to you bigots in the year 2016 why a mall Santa is extremely offensive. But let's start with the most obvious one. Not everybody is Christian. Hello. There were Jewish Americans walking in that mall weeping because of this. Why couldn't there be someone dressed as Moses or something for them? There were Muslim refugees from Syria probably walking in that mall. Why couldn't there be someone dressed as Muhammad for them? They would love that.
Yes, they would love that, I'm sure. Matt, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks, and thank you for your support in this very difficult emotional time for me.
Why did you decide to make the video?
Well, you know, liberalism in this country has descended into to a point of, I think, utter insanity. And so my goal was to try to make a parody of that, or a satire of the overly offendedness, the sort of political correctness in our culture. But what I discovered is that, you know, of the 4 million hits or so, I'd say probably 3.5 million of them are people who took it completely and totally seriously and thought I was being 100% sincere. On one side or the other, maybe conservative or liberal, but point is they thought it was real, even though I thought it was completely ridiculous. But that's because, our culture is so absurd at this point that it's hard to even tell if anyone's making fun of it, which is a troubling sign on its own, I guess.
We saw it in the political campaign. We see it everywhere where people are kind of divided into groups. What's going to be the reaction in the black community, the gay community, the Latino community, whatever, and trigger warnings and so forth. So are there people... Do you think the people who are leading this actually believe in all this division, or is it simply a way to erode support for traditional values?
I think it would be the latter for the people who are kind of pushing it for the most part. You know, the politicians, media, academia, the people that are pushing this worldview. Yeah, it's hard for me to believe that they actually believe it. I mean, you take something like, and you look at how rapidly these things have caught on. You take, for instance, all this gender stuff. There are 56 different genders now. And, you know, you can't have men and women bathrooms. 5 years ago, nobody was talking about that. Nobody cared. Nobody was talking about it. Nobody believed that 5 years ago. And here we are, and it's this accepted thing. It's an accepted mainstream thing. And it's hard for me to believe that the people who are pushing it, whether they're in academia or the media, it's hard for me to believe they actually buy it. They didn't buy it 5 years ago. So, no, I don't think they do. I think, as you said, they're using it as it's a weapon. It's a wedge that they can drive in their identity politics to control people.
Let's talk about trying to reverse the trend. I'll just use one example here. In just the past few days, we actually saw students at Ohio State University protesting the police officer who killed a man trying to kill other students. So, with that type of mindset on that issue specifically, but you've obviously mentioned several others as well with in terms of race and gender, how do you start to turn this in the opposite direction?
I don't think there's any one simple solution, and a lot of this, unfortunately, is generational. So I think you're going to find people in the – I'm a millennial, 30 years old, so people in the older generations, a lot of them still reject it because they didn't grow up with it. But in my generation, a lot of us have been indoctrinated into this way of thinking from a very young age. And you have a generation now where this is from the age of four on, or even younger. This is what they're taught to believe. So to reverse that is, I guess my point is, I unfortunately think it's going to get worse before it gets better. Because as the older generations kind of die off and the millennial generation becomes the generation in charge, I don't think we're going to drop these things because this is how we were raised. So it's a long generational battle, and it's going to take a long time. But the best thing that we can do is to raise our families, to raise our kids, to know better than this, and then, you know, maybe in the future, decades from now, we can have a sane country again. Who knows?
You've got young kids. People who read your columns know that. What are you doing to prepare them to meet a culture where this is going to be considered mainstream?
Yeah, that's a really tough one. That's the big question. And I would, my kids are, I have three kids, and they're all under the age of 3.5. So at this point, you know, I'm just trying to protect them, just shield them from all of it. I'm not at the point with my 3.5-year-olds where I really want to sit down and explain, for instance, progressive gender theory. So at this point, I think it's a shield them from it kind of thing. And we have to do that as much as we can for as long as we can, so that we can protect their mind and their innocence and their purity and instill the right values in them. But look, you can only do that for so long, especially in the internet age. And it's going to come a time sooner than I'd like to think, where I'm going to have to sit them down and explain some of this stuff to them and say, look, this is what's happening in the world. You should know about it, and it's wrong. So that time will come, and I think all parents have to have that discussion. Many discussions, not just one, but many discussions. But I haven't had it yet because, like I said, I think maybe it's a little bit early.
Yeah, probably is, at 3.5 being the oldest. Matt, readers of yours will also know that you were not, and to a large extent probably still are not, a big Donald Trump fan. And since he won, a lot of people are projecting some of their own issues onto why he won. One of those is that Americans, by and large, are fed up with the politically correct culture. How big of a factor do you think that was?
I think it certainly was a factor, because we have to believe that. That's what a lot of people cited in the exit polls, and just talking to Donald Trump voters, that was a big thing, was the political correctness. And of course, that's, you know, I am not a supporter of that at all, the political correctness. I never thought that defeating political correctness is the number one job of the president. You know, we shouldn't necessarily elect a president based on that. But this is what happened, and I think in a large part the liberals brought it upon themselves. They pushed a little bit too far, too hard, too fast, and people lashed out, and you ended up with Donald Trump.
Matt, there's a lot of people who love you. There are some who don't. Obviously, you have very strong opinions in your columns and on your video and so forth. Talk about your style a little bit. It's more of a confrontational, sometimes sarcastic style. Others might refer to it as mocking, and they say, why not have a gentler tone when you're confronting people? What do you tell them?
Well, it's not all one thing or the other. You know, I think it depends on the audience and the situation. You know, we can employ different tones in different situations. But what I say is, look, we have a culture that is not only very confused, but a lot of people are asleep. And when you... if you want to wake somebody up in a very deep sleep like our culture is in, you can't always be gentle. You can't always whisper to them, as nice as that may be. Sometimes you have to scream to get above the noise and to jar people awake. And so literally or metaphorically, that's what I do a lot of the time, is I scream at people to get them to wake up and to take notice. And in a perfect world, you wouldn't have to do that, but I think that's where we are. And taking the general, the more gentle, nicer approach, it's fine, but you're not gonna reach a lot of people. They're not gonna notice you, and so I just think, you know, it's unfortunately we have to take a harsher approach, which is what I've been doing.
Last question: you said it's gonna get worse before it gets better. Do you have any insight into what we'll be talking about and you'll be writing about a year or two or more from now?
Oh man, I don't even want to think about that. Excuse me. It's a disturbing thing to think about. Well, I think that the trends that we're seeing now will continue. I don't see them stopping. And what we're finding is that, you know, the progressive movement is going through and they're trying to redefine. You know, they redefine human life. They redefine marriage. They redefine gender, because it's a relativistic movement. Everything is relative. Everything is according to my desires. And so they're going to continue doing that. And so what will be their next project, to be honest, I'm not sure. But they will have another project, and so we just have to be ready for that.
Matt, we'll let you get back to work. Thanks very much for your time today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Matt Walsh, author of the Matt Walsh Blog and a columnist at TheBlaze.com. His Facebook video about the Mall Santa approaching 4 million hits on Facebook. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.